Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court upholds Arizona's law regarding election integrity. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead to talk about the 6-3 decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. Holly, this is another 6-3 decision, the same majority and the same dissenters, and that would be Kagan, Breyer, and Sotomayor were the dissenters. All the others joined in the majority. This is an Arizona law that was passed a few years ago, so this didn't arise out of 2020, but it was passed a few years ago, and the law said that you cannot have ballot harvesting. We'll talk a little bit more specific about what the law actually included in that particular case, and that if you choose to vote in person on election day, you have to vote at the precinct for which is designated for you, where you live. You can't vote out of the precinct. And those were challenged, and they were challenged by those that said this violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And the Supreme Court said, no, it's a completely statutory interpretation, so this wasn't based in the Constitution. It was just based on reading the actual text of the 1965 statute. And they said that under that, it does not prohibit Arizona from passing these two particular measures. This is a good decision.
Oh, very much so. And you know, the Democratic National Committee also tried to make it a racial issue in saying that it was racial discrimination, which the court also slapped down. It's nothing to do with that. You know, this is just common sense. This is upholding the freedom of people to vote and not have other people touching the ballots, putting in ballots like we saw in the 2020 election. And they specifically stated that as well. Only family and household members, caregivers, mail carriers, and election officials are the only ones that can handle another person's ballots. Common sense, you think, but they made that clear.
So it's family and household members, people that live in the same household. Mm-hmm. Caregivers, if you can't get out of the house, then that person can take your completed ballot, early ballot, and drop it off at a designated location. And mail carriers, you can actually stick it in the mail and mail it back. And so the mail carrier can then pick up your mail and drop it off at the post office, and eventually it goes to the place to which it is addressed. That's essentially what Arizona said. Those are the only people, categories of people, that can take your early ballot and touch it beside you before it gets to the election office.
Right.
But so some people said, well, no, we want to be able to have all kinds of special interest groups do it. In fact, Georgia recently passed a law of election reform. It has a voter ID law, and it gives a lot of different options to have your voter ID. So it's not just one kind of voter ID. And it also bans ballot harvesting like what Arizona did in this particular case. Mm-hmm. And the United States Department of Justice has filed suit against Arizona to strike that law down. And one of the individuals testifying at a recent hearing in support of the so-called John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which they're trying to pass on a national level, and other kinds of election fraud bills in Washington, D.C., said that she was so upset because she's got a special interest organization and she won't be able to harvest ballots anymore.
No, the Department of Justice has nothing to do with elections. It's a state issue. That's why Arizona filed suit in this case, and the high court agreed to uphold this law. It said that casting a vote, whether by following the directions for using a voting machine or completing a paper ballot, requires compliance with certain rules. But because voting necessarily requires some effort and compliance with some rules, the concept of a voting system that is equally open and that furnishes an equal opportunity to cast a ballot must tolerate the usual burdens of voting. Mere inconvenience cannot be enough to demonstrate a violation of Section 2.
Yeah, and so unfortunately, you have three justices. Unbelievably.
I know, it should be 9-0, you'd think, but.
It should be 9-0 on this. It's pretty straightforward. In fact, other court watchers were surprised that these three dissenters dissented. Mm-hmm. Justice Alito wrote the strong decision here and upheld this law, said that it doesn't violate Section 2, and that Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 does not deprive the states of their authority to establish non-discriminatory voting rules. And so, you know, going back to this person in Georgia who testified recently in this House Judiciary Subcommittee in support of this federal takeover of elections, why does she and her organization want to go out and mass harvest ballots? Well, because they can go to nursing homes, they can go to communities, and they can just literally harvest your ballot. They can tell people, and this is what's been happening, how to vote, harvest their ballots, and then drop them off in mass deliveries at any time of the day. You know, we saw this, for example, during this election, these mass deliveries in boxes and buckets and bins occurred in the early hours of the morning after the polls had closed.
Many paid for by Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, so you have
millions of dollars he contributed.
This is fraught with voter fraud.
Right.
And even former President Jimmy Carter, who was a co-chair with Jim Baker, who was a Republican, and Carter being the Democrat, on this Election Integrity Commission several years before 2020, said that this area of ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots need to be reformed because they are fraught with fraud.
It's common sense. In fact, we need to get rid of the machines as well because that is causing a lot of fraud. But you need to have free
go
and
back
fair
to the
election.
Old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
So
fill
you
out
have
your
a
paper
trail.
Ballot and turn it in. Well, it worked before. It could work now.
The other issue that was upheld was if you choose to vote on Election Day in person, then you have to vote at a designated precinct. You can't just go and vote out of precinct.
At a certain time, and they cut them off at a certain time, and then we're done.
So both of those provisions were upheld. The bills in Congress, the H.R. 1, so-called For the People Act, that became S-1 in the Senate, and then it had another number, S-2093, in the Senate. Those did not get the 60 votes to be able to overcome the filibuster, and so they did not move forward in the United States Senate. They did pass in the House. H.R. 1 did pass in the House. It would ban voter ID, prohibit, it would allow ballot harvesting, massively increase mail-in ballots. It would, in fact, do so much damage to the elections, allow any precinct voting on any time, registration up to 60 seconds before the polls close, presume that all the mail-in ballots were valid, even though they're on their face, they clearly look invalid for some reason. You have to presume that they're valid. So many other things. Well, they didn't get those passed. So now what they're doing, and this is what happened, the House Judiciary Committee is pushing this so-called John Lewis Voting Rights Act.
It's Democrat House-controlled Judiciary Committee.
And Manchin in the Senate said that he would sign on to something like that. Well, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act would be worse than H.R. 1/S1 because it would allow the United States Department of Justice to have nationwide preclearance, meaning that the Department of Justice, let's just take Georgia for example. The Department of Justice, we already know from history, but we know even now in 2021, doesn't want voter ID laws, doesn't want this law that was in Arizona. Doesn't want any of these election reform laws, doesn't want the Arizona audit to take place. They've threatened to come after Arizona for the audit. They don't want that.
Doesn't want a fair and free election. It wants total control to drive that agenda.
So we already know what their position is. This would give the United States Department of Justice and all their career employees, many of them are very pro-ACLU type employees, very liberal in that respect, on the Democratic side, of course, it would allow them to give pre-approval or withhold pre-approval for everything. So if you wanted to have a polling place in room A in a civic center, and that's where it was going to be, but for some reason the day before that room became unoccupiable, maybe a leak in the roof or whatever it might be, and you want to move across the hall to room B, you have to first get permission to do that in the same building from the United States Department of Justice.
That's ridiculous.
If you wanted to pass a voter law that has voter ID or prohibits out-of-precinct voting on Election Day or bans ballot harvesting, you have to get pre-approval from the Department of Justice. And if they withhold the approval, then it doesn't go into effect. You have to file suit, spend years to get this to the Supreme Court to get some election reform.
DOJ has no business.
Encourage you to go to lc.org/HR1. We're still using that number, and that has information about this John Lewis Voting Rights Act. We encourage you to fax the members of Congress, both House and Senate, petition them, and call them, lc.org/HR1.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.